Farage, Sadiq Khan's anti-British statue wars will sink the Labour Party. By Kurt Zindelka on February 14, 2021. Brexit leader Nigel Farage has warned that the Labour Party will face electoral ruin if it fails to rein in the Black Lives Matter-inspired attack on British heritage by London Mayor Sadiq Khan. In response to the unveiling of Khan's left-wing activist Commission for Diversity in the Public Realm, a board which will target statues, street names, memorials, and building names in the British capital, Mr. Farage warned that the Labour Party will suffer an even greater defeat than the historic losses seen under elderly socialist Jeremy Corbyn. He said that if Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer cannot rein in Khan, his identity politics, and his willful adoption of cancel culture, then the Labour Party will lose by even more votes at the next election than Jeremy Corbyn did at the last. Mr. Farage said that the members of Mr. Khan's commission are clearly intent on absolutely redrawing the history of one of the greatest and most successful cities in the world. The Reform UK party leader pointed to social rights activist Toyin Agbetu, who disrupted a celebration to honour the abolition of slavery in Britain, a world-leading achievement, to heckle the Queen, shouting, "You should be ashamed. And this is an insult to us." I'm not sure he's the kind of person who objectively can decide how London portrays its history, because it seems to me he pretty much hates the way the country is, Farage said of Agbetu. He went on to criticize the London mayor for tapping left-wing British Pakistani Star Wars actor Riz Ahmed, who has said Prime Minister Boris Johnson is overtly racist and that a lack of diversity in media will lead teens to join Islamic State. Finally, Farage highlighted Lynette Nobosa, who has claimed that white supremacy is a uniquely British characteristic, writing last October, "If you look back far enough, and not always that far, the UK seems to be the common denominator in atrocities across the world. No matter where you find examples of white supremacy, all roads lead back to my country of birth. It was racism that birthed slavery and colonialism." Mr. Farage shot back, questioning if she has noticed what the French Empire did to their colonies, what the Spanish Empire did, what the Portuguese Empire did. And don't even start me on what the Germans tried to do twice to the world. Has she any idea that in relative terms the British Empire was very benign compared to what everybody else in the world was doing? Do any of these people have a clue that when it comes to slavery, we were the country, the first country, not just to abolish slavery, but to use the Royal Navy over decades to stop other countries from practicing the slave trade? He asked. Of course, our history contains episodes that we may not regard as being perfect today. But our history compared with virtually every other country is one that we can be very rightly proud of, Farage declared. The Brexit leader said that ultimately, Sir Keir Starmer's attempts to paint the Labour Party as more patriotic in order to win back the working class will fall flat if he fails to rein in the leftist London mayor. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.